KQED.
A couple of weeks ago, the Legislative Analyst's Office in Sacramento reported there's light at the end of the tunnel in terms of the state budget crisis. California might even start running surpluses in a couple of fiscal years. But in the meantime, school districts have to make do. And when it comes to extracurricular programs, creativity is required to keep them running. From our Central Valley Bureau, Alice Daniel tells us about a particularly creative concept in the Fireball Las Deltas district.
Sarah.
Here.
Larry.
Here.
Stephanie.
Even the roll call sounds musical in Ryan Durlam's middle school choir class.
I love how many people have their feet on the floor and how they're sitting on the front half of their chair, back straight.
Now it's time to warm up. Fireball Middle School hasn't heard these sounds for 3 years. The choir was cut, along with the band program, when the district had to tighten its budget. But now, rows of kids line up for choral practice in both middle and high school. The band instruments have been refurbished. Superintendent Russell Freitas stands outside and points to the reason why. Rows of solar panels.
As you can see, the three large shade structures in our parking lot, which is a win-win. It provides shade for faculty and students' cars, and then, of course, producing the solar power on top of them.
Solar panels now provide electricity to the five schools in the Fireball Las Deltas district. Freitas says the move was successful because he hired one solar contractor to represent the school during financing, bidding, and construction. Freitas says Fireball has an ideal climate for solar.
Very little foggy days, and so we're going to be generating exactly what the projection is.
The projection is a $9 million savings in power over a quarter of a century, he says. The district also gets a $170,000 rebate annually for 5 years from PG&E. Not bad for a rural farming community where more than 90% of students get a free or reduced lunch.
Okay, here we go.
The district used the rebate money to hire a couple of new teachers and a music director. Music is a compelling reason to come to school, says Freitas.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
There is a lot of different electives, but I went to choir because I knew that's where I could be myself.
That's 7th grader Jacqueline Alvarez. 8th grader Roxy Avila agrees.
When I'm in choir, I feel more silly, like I can just express myself and not hide in a shell like in other classes.
Music is really an amazing part of a child's life, and it ends up being one of the top regrets of adults when they have been living their life for 30 or 40 years and they think back and they say, you know, if there's something I could have changed when I was in school, I wish I learned to play an instrument, or as I wish I learned how to sing.
District music director Ryan Durlam says he has 520 students learning music this year. Other districts in the sunny Central Valley are following Fireball's lead. Clovis Unified just signed a contract to put panels in 20 schools. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fireball.